leading us in such an invigorating song service this morning. We appreciate it very much. And as we said, we want to acknowledge again all of those who are visiting with us, and we hope that you'll come again. You know, God told us to pay tribute and honor to those to whom honor is due. And even though we gather primarily here today to worship and honor our God foremost, and more importantly, but we also come to pay tribute to the mothers of our community and the mothers in this congregation. There are so many. As I mentioned to our Bible class earlier, where would we be without motherhood? We would not be. Where would we be in the church without godly women who are eager and anxious to serve our Lord? And there are so many in this church. And to you, we offer our accolades and our praise today because you are worthy of tribute as well. This morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about motherhood. Do you realize that Mother's Day is the most widely observed holiday in America? 96% of the American people recognize Mother's Day as the most important day in or on our calendar. So it really is important. I learned the other day that there are over 82 million mothers in the United States of America alone. Now, if you want to get elected to office, you need to talk to the mothers. Adam, I'm sure there were a lot of mothers that voted for you yesterday because you're so charming. Yeah. Now, AT&T, believe it or not, claims that 122 long-distance calls are made to mother on Mother's Day. Now, so that holds true for next year. If you haven't called your mom, you make sure you do that today. Before the day ends. 20% of all flowers, and I see a number of you with flowers this morning, 20% of all flowers given during any given year are given on Mother's Day. And all of our mothers here this morning will be presented a rose at the end of the service today by our young people sitting up front here. They did a masterful job putting all this together, and Ben, and we appreciate them very, very much. I want to talk to you this morning about seven ways to show your love to your mother. You know, motherhood is so important, and I hope that you will remember your mother today, either give her a card or a flower or something. Last year, I got Audrey something for Mother's Day. As a matter of fact, it was a gift that really left her speechless. In fact, she didn't speak to me for 3 weeks. You know, we have one thing that is so wonderful about this congregation is we have a makeup of younger mothers and older mothers. And it's amazing. It really, really is. One mother said to me the other day, "I still have a full deck. I just shuffle slower." Well, maybe that's you. I don't know. One thing I've noticed, though, the older you get, you start having problems. They say, however, that age is all in your mind, but the trick is to keep it from creeping down into your body. How do you love your mother? Let me share with you seven ways. In the book of John, chapter 19, verse 26, the Bible says, "When Jesus therefore saw his mother," and this is at the cross when Jesus is being crucified, "and he saw the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then saith he to the disciple," that is John, "'Behold thy mother.' And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home." He did precisely what Jesus said for him to do. You and I have a tremendous responsibility, but it is a privilege indeed to recognize and pay tribute to your mother. One of the great commandments of the Bible is to honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with thee and that you may live long on the face of the earth, and you never ever outgrow that commandment of God. Well, let me share with you this morning how I really believe that we are to show and express love to our moms. Number one, you are to love her verbally. When was the last time you verbally said to your mother, "Mom, I love you"? Or when was the last time you, as a husband, said to your wife, or even to your mother, "I love you"? Sometimes our words flow pretty freely. And sometimes we don't actually even think about what we're saying when we say, "I love you." But it should really come from the heart, not just words. But yes, words are important. You need to call her and tell her that you love her. Remember that you are the only person that knows what her heart sounds like from the inside. Someone said we need to improve our love-attitude. Verbalize your love. Someone wrote these words. It said, "Dear Lord, it's such a hectic day with such little time to stop and pray. For life's been anything but calm since you called me to be a mom. Running errands, matching socks, building dreams with building blocks, cooking and cleaning and finding shoes and other stuff that children lose. Fitting lids on bottled bugs, wiping tears and giving hugs. A stack of last week's mail to read. So where's the quiet time that I really need? Yet when I steal a minute, Lord, just at the sink or ironing board, to ask the blessings of your grace, I see in my small one's face that you have blessed me all the while, and I stop to kiss that precious smile." You know, children are a heritage from the Lord, the Bible says. And mother is the one who gave you life right along with God, so you ought to acknowledge her. I've noticed, however, that our attitude toward mother really changes through the years. It really does. It is amazing sometimes, isn't it? At age 10, you generally say, "I love you, Mom." At age 14, you generally say, "Mom, you are awesome. You are awesome." But at age 18, you say, "I want to leave this house. I want to get out of here." At age 25, you say, "Mom, please forgive me." At age 50, you generally say, "I don't want to lose my mom." And at age 70, "Mom, I loved you so much." Don't wait until it is too late to tell someone how much you love them and how much you care. Because when they're gone, and one day they will, no matter how loud you may shout it and cry, they won't hear you anymore. So love her verbally. But secondly, love her affectionately. Have you ever noticed that the word "mom" spelled upside down is "wow"? You ever notice that? I didn't figure that out till just recently. But when you look at a godly mother, you know what I say is, wow. Show her you love her with hugs and kisses. I've never seen a mother push a child away who came up to hug her and to love her and show affection. Sometimes children have to be forced into showing affection and love. Never chase love, affection, or attention. If it isn't given freely by your child, and young people notice this, if it isn't given freely, if you have to be coaxed and prodded and pulled into showing your mother that you love her affectionately, it really doesn't mean anything and it isn't worth having. So love her affectionately. One little boy said to me one time, he said, "My mom was a little weird." I loved her, but she was weird. When I was little, she would make chocolate frosting, and she'd let me lick the beaters, and then she'd turn them off. Love her patiently. Patiently. Never walk away from someone when you see their faults. Have patience with them. And realize that nobody in this world will ever be perfect. Never have they ever been perfect except Jesus Christ. Nor will they ever be. It is the affection that matters, not the perfection. You see, Paul said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning in verse 4, that love is patient, that love is kind. It is not jealous. It does not brag. It is not proud. Love is not rude. It is not selfish. And it cannot be made angry easily. Love does not remember wrongs done against it. Love is never happy when other people do wrong. But it is always happy with the truth. For love never gives up on people. It never stops trusting. It never loses hope. And it never quits. Sometimes young people don't understand what love really is all about and why it is important to love your mother verbally, to love her affectionately, and to love her patiently as well. It is true. You see, if you treated your friend sometimes like many often treat their mom, you wouldn't have very many friends. And if you treated their mom like you treat your mom, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Your mom deserves better than that. Sometimes the way young people treat their mom is a shame in today's world. And you know what? In reality, we've let it happen sometimes. I appreciate our young people because I know they respect their mother. But I'm telling you, I have been around some young people in this world that show anything but respect and honor to their mother. The way they treat them is a horrible disgrace. And she is not a rug to wipe your negative thoughts on. She is not. Patience, you see, is not about how long you can wait or I can wait, but how well one behaves when they're waiting. That's what patience is. And that's why Paul writes to the Ephesian church in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 2, and he says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, he says, bearing with one another in love. What is patience? But let patience, according to James 1 and verse 4, but let patience have her perfect work, that you might be perfect and entire and nothing wanting. And when you are tempted to lose your patience with someone, and you listen to what I'm telling you this morning, when you are tempted to lose your patience with someone, you think about how patient God has been with you and how patient He has been with me. I know how it is, you know, when people get older, they get a little bit impatient. And sometimes you have a tendency to want to lose your patience toward older people because they're so impatient. Well, you just have to remember that they're getting older. How many of you are getting older? Some of you raise your hand, not all of you. I know the ones of you that are getting older. Every one of you. A friend of me said one time, you know, the age of women is like a speedometer on a car. And I said, how's that? And he said, you know it's set back. You just don't know how far. Be patient. It is more than a fortune cookie philosophy. But it is biblically true. Isaiah chapter 40 says, You know, there are two things in life that really define who you are. Have you ever thought about that? Just two things really define who you are in life. The first one is your patience when you have nothing in this world. And your attitude when you have everything. And you fall, perhaps, maybe into one of those categories this morning. I don't know. But we are to love her patiently. But number four, love her attentively. Open your ears and not your mouth. Sometimes young people want to mouth off at their mother. Listen to your mother. Listen to what she says. Sometimes you think your mom is out of it. She's old fogey. She's not with it. She doesn't know what's going on in the world. And one of these days, your children will say the same thing about you. We need to learn to practice active listening. Active listening. You know what? It gets me sometimes when you're talking to someone and you're just talking up a storm and you look at them and you know they're not listening to you and you say, are you listening to me? And they go, yeah. Kind of like right now. It is better to be all ears than all mouth. Did you stop to realize that God gave you two ears? And one tongue. James says that we ought to be swift to hear and slow to speak. Love her attentively. Listen to what she has to say. And you know what? Most men, if you were to listen to your wife, she'd want you around. You're wondering why she don't want you around? Because you don't listen. Someone said, cook a man a fish and you feed him for a day. But teach a man to fish and you get rid of him for the whole weekend. Number five, love her gratefully. Now it's important to walk up and hug your mom. Love her affectionately. Love her with your words. Be attentive to her, be patient with her, but it's so important to love her gratefully. That is to say to her, Mom, thank you for what you mean to me. Thank you for what you have done for me. Just a simple thank you. Abraham Lincoln, the great statesman, president of the United States, once made the statement, all, he says, that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. You know, a mother will stand by you sometimes when no one else will. It's true even of fathers. Who stood with Jesus at the cross? I don't know where Joseph was. But the mother of Jesus was there. You know, the Bible says that the first miracle that Jesus ever performed in Cana of Galilee, I don't know where Joseph was, but the Bible says, and the mother of Jesus was there. Love her gratefully. You will never, ever learn to appreciate all the things that your mother did for you. Until you find yourself doing the same things for your own children. Sometimes we feel that gratitude down deep within our hearts. We do. But feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present or a gift and not giving it. And you know what? We often take for granted the one who deserves our gratitude more than anyone else. Love her gratefully. But number six, love her generously. Sometimes you young people, I don't know about you young people, but sometimes young people think that their mom is on their back continually. One mother said to me, she said, "You know what? I'm not on their back. As a matter of fact, I'm the only one who covers their back." Your mother wants nothing but what is best for you, regardless of who you are. And someone has appropriately said that mothers hold their children's hands for a short time, but they hold their hearts forever. One lesson I learned early in life from my own mother was to compliment people. It's so important. Moms need compliments. We need to learn to magnify the strengths of others, and especially your mom. When you feel tempted to be critical of her, magnify her strength, not her weakness. And be generous with your words, kindness, and love before it's too late. But last of all, number 7, love her honorably. George Bush said, "The bond between mothers and their children is one that is defined by love. As a mother's prayers for her children are always unending, so are the wisdom, the grace, and the strength that they provide to their children." And how true it is. By the way, it's the only commandment in the Old Testament of the Ten Commandments which includes a built-in promise, as I said, and a blessing. For Moses recorded these words as he received them on Mount Sinai from God Almighty. "To honor thy father and thy mother, that thou mayest live long on the face of the earth, that the Lord thy God giveth thee." I think what God is saying is never ignore the one who loves you and the one who cares for you and misses you, because one day you might wake up and realize that you lost the moon while you were counting the stars. Cherish your mother. The one who wiped away your tears. Who was at every ball game or ballet recital. The one who believed in you when nobody else did. Even when you didn't believe in yourself. You see, I've come to learn that women wear a lot of different hats. They do. Wear the hat of the daughter, the sister, the student, the breadwinner. But no matter where we are or what we're doing, one hat that moms never ever take off is the crown of motherhood. You cannot be willfully wrong and be right with your God if you were wrong with your mother. And the worst mistake that you can make is walking away from the person who actually stood there and waited for you, your mother. You see, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, Solomon said, listen to this, "Her children rise up, and they call her blessed." If you have a godly mother, and let me read the rest of that. "Her husband also, and he praises her, and many women do noble things, but you surpass them all." And that's why Solomon says in Proverbs 31, verse 10, "Who can find that virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies?" So if you have a godly mother, be thankful for her. there are some things, I read a little thing the other day on the internet, and I thought it was really, really good, and I want to share this with you this morning. It's entitled, Things Your Mother Would Never, Ever Say. Number one, how on earth can you see that TV sitting so far back? Your mother will never, ever say, yeah, I used to skip school too. Or how about this one at night when you're getting ready to go to bed? Your mother will never say, just leave all the lights on, it makes the house look more cheery. Or how about this one? She will never say, let me smell that shirt. Yeah, it's good enough for another week. Or how about this one? Never say this. Go ahead and keep that stray dog, honey. I'll be glad to feed it and walk him every day. Or this one. If Tim's mother says it's okay, then that's good enough for me. I like this one. Your mother, and my mother would have never said this. And I'm sure yours wouldn't either. The curfew is just a general time to shoot for. It's not like I'm running a prison around here. Or how about this one? You'll never hear her say this. Believe me, you'll never hear her say it. I don't have a tissue with me. Just use your sleeve. Or don't bother wearing a jacket. The wind chill is bound to improve. If you fail to live close to God, please remember. And your mom would want you to know this too. Failure is an opportunity to begin again. More intelligently. You know, every Christian mother wants her children to become Christians. I'm going to tell you something. That was the last request my mother ever made of me. That's true. Become a Christian. I wasn't a Christian when she died. But she's looked down from heaven. No matter how old you are, or how young you are, if you have come to know sin in your life, you need to be born again. Now, your mother birthed you into the world. God wants to birth you into his kingdom. John 3, verse 3 through 5. Jesus said to Nicodemus, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again of the water and the Spirit. And nothing would make a mother happier than for her children to honor God with their lives. You can be born again this morning. You can. By surrendering your life to Jesus Christ with a penitent heart and by being baptized for the remission of your sin. God will add you to the church. He births you into the kingdom. And you can have the hope someday of seeing your mother again when you leave this world. Can't bring your mom back. But as David said of his dying child, I cannot bring him back, but I can go to where he is. Some poet must have captured the spirit of love for a mother in these words. If roses grow in heaven, Lord, please pick a bunch for me. Place them in my mother's arms and tell her they're for me. Tell her I love her and miss her. And when she turns to smile, place a kiss upon her cheek and hold her for a while. Because remembering her is easy, I do it every day. But there's an ache within my heart that will never go away. Maybe there are some here this morning who need to honor your mother's request and wish to become a Christian. You see, the future is ours to create. You can't change the past, but you can chart your future with God and with His help. Happy Mother's Day. If you need to respond to the gospel of Jesus this morning, that invitation is yours while we stand and sing.